TalkZone.com.
What happens when you put a bear with an attorney? You get Barely Legal. In the next hour, former Chicago Bear and nine-time pro football player Robin Earle and co-host attorney David Spada, along with special contributor Elliot Harris, will tackle sports, interview current and former professional athletes, and discuss legal issues in sports. And they promise the next hour will be as exciting as a game-winning touchdown, a walk-off home run, or a buzzer-beating shot. Now, Barely Legal.
Let's get right to our guest here. And this is,
didn't have to go up against Jack Ham, did he?
He didn't have to go up against Jack Ham. That's right. But anyway, let's get to our first guest here. There's no better way to describe this guy. I mean, you talk about the Steelers in the 70s. They were as dominant as the 85 Bears defense was, but they were able to do something right. And that's like put four rings on their fingers. But anyway, our first guest is Hall of Fame linebacker, Jack Ham. How you doing, Jack?
Robin, I'm doing fine. Thanks for that glowing introduction.
You can hear some of the other ones he gives.
Oh, I'll bet.
I always tell the story. We played you guys in 80, and you guys just clicked our clocks pretty good, but Bradshaw put a 30 spot on us, and I'll never forget, the only way I could get L.C. Greenwood, I was a tight end, and if the play was going away, all I did was just jump on the back of his legs. Boy, he got so mad at me at the end of the day.
Well, you know, those guys, I actually played behind L.C. for about 10 years of my 12-year career, so I see him here in the offseason. I always thank him. He's the reason why I'm not limping around here right now after being out of football for a number of years. He kept me awfully clean out there on that football field for a number of plays.
Jack, David Spada here. What made the Steelers team so successful back in the 70s?
Well, I think it has a number of things. I think the guy that doesn't really get all the credit is Chuck Knoll. I think we won back-to-back twice, and it starts with him. I mean, we bought into the fact of how to prepare for each week and not get too high after a win or too low after a loss. We bought into the way very, very business-like. You know, he could have been a CEO of a company. That's the way he ran his football team, and I think all the players were at least smart enough to buy into what he was selling, and I think that's a big reason why we ended up winning those championships.
If we want to look at dynasties, should we look to the college game instead of the NFL, which once upon a time used to have dynastic teams? Now it's like parity is the watchword.
Well, you're right about dynasties. They're hard, especially the way the draft is set up in free agency today. And trust me, if everybody says here in Pittsburgh, you guys are all loyal players back then, hey, listen, if we had free agency like it is today, I think I may have two rings on my finger, not four. There was nowhere else to go other than Canada to play football. So, you know, it's surprising how loyal you could be when there's nowhere else to go.
You know, you talk about, your great coach, Chuck Knoll. But I think it really started with your owner, Rooney. You know, boy, if we could ever get good ownership here in Chicago, and I don't mean that facetiously or sarcastically or anything about the McCaskies and so forth, but you know what? You take the Rooneys and you take Chuck Knoll. Now that's a combination to win.
Well, it's stability. I mean, Chuck, I think, was 1-13. They only played 14 games back then. I wasn't on the team, but you're 1-13 your first year. In this day and age, I think Chuck Knoll may be fired his second year. So the Rooney organization from, top to bottom, it has that kind of stability. They always thought that he was a guy who couldn't win. He was too nice of a guy to win championships. You had to be a little bit tougher guy, but that's why, to a man on our football team, I think our biggest highlight is that first Super Bowl championship, because Art Rooney Sr., got the Lombardi Trophy down in New Orleans from then Commissioner Pete Rozelle, and in typical Art Rooney fashion, all he said was thank you. I mean, and he had waited 40 years for a championship, so I think that tradition of stability in this organization is continued here with Art now. And so, the owner is a big part of that. But I, like I said, Chuck Knoll's a guy who didn't get the credit.
you're a rarity. You played for only two coaches in college and the pros. You went from Joe Paterno to Chuck Knoll, and Joe Pott's still going.
I know. It's that the amazing part. I go out, have a play college football, have a pro 12-year pro career, business here in Pittsburgh for a period of time. Now I go back and do Penn State football as a color analyst, and it's just still the same head coach I had when I graduated in 1971. So it's amazing. Yeah, I didn't have too many coaching changes in my career.
But a lot of people said that Paterno should hang it up. He's just a statue on the sidelines now, kind of like Reagan was at the end of his administration. Do you agree with that?
No, I think the situation here in at Penn State right now is no question he delegates more things right now. But, I mean, he's still the guy out there. I went to spring practice last year before he got an intestinal issue that really had him laid up for a period of time. And he's out there in spring practice doing the same things, screaming at guys in the Oklahoma drill like he did when I was playing back in late 60s and early 70s. And so it's still – he'll know when to go. He'll know when to go, and I think he is an icon in college football, and winning his 400th last week was a great thing for him.
You know, we're talking with Jack Ham, Hall of Fame linebacker, and I've had the privilege of getting whacked by him a couple of times. But, you know, I feel like I've got a little Steeler in me, Jack. And the reason for that is that when I left the Bears, I ended up playing a couple of years in the USFL, and my roommate was Cliff Stout, was your backup quarterback there. And, boy, do we have some wild times. I don't need to go any further, I guess. But
I don't want to elaborate off the air.
But
the FCC does listen to some of this stuff, doesn't it?
But I'll tell you what, a man that I always tell everybody, my 9-year career, the last two seasons that I was able to have the honor and the privilege to be coached by Raleigh Dotch. What a guy.
Yeah,
what a guy.
Oh, without a question. Raleigh Dotch, again, so some of those coaches and our assistant coaches who go, they become very, in the background of when you win championships. But those are the things, your technique coaches, whether it's the offensive line with Raleigh and
Raleigh, that's right.
Bud Carson. But Raleigh Dotch was just a class act. And actually, I saw him at right before he died out at the Hall of Fame. When you get in ducked in the Hall of Fame,
right.
Go out early,
mm-hmm.
out to Hawaii, mm-hmm. and he was happened to be out there during the time and when he was diagnosed with the colon cancer.
Yeah, well, pancreatic cancer. Yeah, it was. We got the word and we rallied. A bunch of us went back to Birmingham when we heard the news, and here's a guy that just full of life. And what a technician when it came to the offensive line. But you know what? The more important thing about what I remember about Raleigh was he was honest with you. He wouldn't BS you. He would tell you if you're bad or good or if you're going to make the team or not, but just a sincere guy. And that's what I'll remember most of him. But, when we it was towards the end there and he had really, really shrunk down half his size because he was a big man.
Sure.
He was a big man. He's probably, 240, 250, when he was healthy. Then, of course, when we had this little tribute to him and got to see him, he was half his size. Yeah. It was tough.
One of the truly, really good guys in professional football.
Yeah.
Jack, you played against some great running backs. Rob and I go back and forth in Elliott. Who was a better running back, Earl Campbell or Walter Payton?
Oh, boy. Well, all-around running back, it's got to be Walter Payton. I didn't play against being in the AFC NFC only very rarely, and I think the game that Rob is talking about. I think my friend Mike Adamy was the running back. I don't think Peyton played in that game that we were talking about.
Yeah, he played, but we only scored 3 points and you put a 35 spot on us.
But Earl Campbell, we ended up playing a couple of years. We played against him 3 times in a year, and I'll tell you what, that can shorten your career.
Earl Campbell. Or shorten your neck.
Oh, physical run area, I would say Earl Campbell, all around player, obviously Walter Payton. But one quick story, we're winning a playoff game, a championship game, we're winning 34. 34-3. Or it's a game where we played the Houston when it rained, sleet, snow. I mean, you know, those days they played in the dome, so it was a perfect home field advantage for us. And at the end of the game, 34-5, he runs the toss away from me, and it's the last minute and a half of the game, and all you're caring about right now is now you know you're going to the Super Bowl, and so you want to just jog over to the other side. Hopefully, somebody else makes a tackle, and you get out of here.
There we go.
And he ends up bending it all the way back. And he ends up, we have a collision, right? And he probably gained, I don't know what, how many yards, but he shattered a face mask off my helmet. And so I'm laying on the ground. And I said, Earl, it's 34-5. He said to me, you know, Jack, I'm going to go on every play 100 miles an hour. So what I did is picked up the remains of my face mask and jogged off that field because, unfortunately, I didn't lose an eye because it shattered the face mask like that in so many different pieces. But what a competitor he was. Had he had a good offensive line or just an average offensive line, he would have racked up some great numbers. And I know physically he's pretty much banged up as well from his, I think, 8 or 9 year career. But physically, I have never played against a running back like Earl Campbell, and I wish I was not in his division. I might have played a little bit longer.
Jack, we blew right through that 30-second music, which I'm glad we did because that was a great
story.
But that's what the people want to hear, you know.
Well, he was a special guy. I finally got a chance to play with him in a Pro Bowl, and thank God he was on my side finally.
Anyway, Jack, appreciate it, my friend, and good luck, you know, with the Penn State, and hopefully, they're in line to some maybe a BCS bowl. Who knows?
Well, they got a big one at Ohio State. Ohio State's awfully good this year, so. We'll see.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks again, Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.